A hidden wholeness, the journey toward an undivided life, is about something no one is sure exists or what it is.
Soul is one of those words that we use to point towards a very fundamental human reality that really eludes naming. It's a word we use because we don't have the right words.
The book jacket depicts a foggy fall forest scene, tall, sturdy trees in red hues. There's a translucent title plate superimposed over the photo. Parker Palmer writes that he visits the pine forests of the Boundary Waters every summer, seeking images of how life looks when it is lived with integrity. The cover also helps suggest the central theme of the book, the concept of hidden wholeness, a soul yearning to be true to itself and like a shy, wild animal.
The soul is hopeful. It engages the world in ways that keep opening our hearts. The soul is creative. It finds a path between realities that might defeat us and fantasies that are mere escapes. All we need to do is to bring down the wall that separates us from our own souls.
The subtitle is Welcoming the Soul and Weaving Community in a Wounded World. The book describes in detail a process that helps people know themselves better. In more than 30 communities around the country, people are working in what are called circles of trust. The circles are supportive gatherings to help people find their inner truth, find their souls, according to Palmer.
When the process ends, I always ask, when was the last time a small group of caring, competent adults held you at the center of their attention for 2 full hours with nothing on their minds except creating and protecting a space where you could hear your soul speak? With rare exceptions, I have heard only one answer. Never in my life have I experienced anything like this.
My name's Barb Hummel. I'm a facilitator for the Madison-Dane County Courage to Teach.
Hummel has facilitated circles of trust for several years. Part of her job is to make the circles a safe place for everyone. So the circles of trust have strict ground rules. Speaking at all is optional.
So if we had a question that I journal on and it felt really more private than I wanted to tell you, then it's just understood that if I just said, you know, I want to pass, that nobody'd say, well, what's with you?
One participant describes the experience as like being held in a womb. Rebecca Zambrano works with migrant students and their families in Madison. She says she's applied some of her own learnings within the process to her life. For example, she now avoids what she calls ping-pong conversations, where people each talk about how they handle an issue and bounce back and forth with their own ideas. Zambrano says people within a circle of trust often bring surprising gifts to the process.
There was one time when we all drummed together. There was one time when we all sang a lullaby together in the circle. Things that we danced together. Things that I think, just speaking for myself, I hadn't necessarily done ever in my adult life with a group of other people. Of other adults. So we became playful with one another.
Not everyone dances or sings lullabies, of course. It's very individual. Poetry and periods of silence are also techniques used within the circles of trust. Palmer himself cherishes a Taoist tale called The Wood Carver. It's about a master carver who was ordered to make a bell stand by a prince. He notes the central character in the poem refers to himself in the passive voice,
indicating that he let go of his own intentions and died to his own ego, allowing himself to be gathered up into a larger truth that gave shape to his work. Here, I believe, is the heart of our spiritual yearning, to be connected with something larger and truer than our own egos and their designs.
The book concludes with thoughts on honoring the soul through nonviolent approaches to work and life. Palmer writes, "We can be peacemakers in our small part of the world only when we are at peace within ourselves." A book review in Publishers Weekly calls the book a treasure, an inspiring, useful blueprint for building safe places where people can commit to act in every situation in ways that honor the soul. Connie Walker, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thank you.